following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, this is DJ KQ. Are you questioning your friends? Don't worry, you aren't crazy. I'm here to tell you the cold truth here and now at Unfriend. Hi, this is DJ KQ. Welcome to my podcast. I'm really excited to start talking about this topic, quote-unquote unfriend, where we talk about how maybe our peers or our friends or sometimes our coworkers are not so great to be around all the time or at all, actually. So I'm really stoked to help other people out. It is very rough to express and communicate to somebody who will never understand that some things are not okay to say or do. And you should always communicate to them about that. And if they understand, if they get the memo, then they will apologize and they should move on, and you should move on as well. But if they keep doing the same thing and they keep repeating the same stuff, you should definitely do something about it. My advice is, when I say do something about it, my advice is to definitely avoid them as much as possible. If this is the case of somebody in your class, definitely talk to your professor or your teacher about it. If it's somebody that you work with, ask your boss to change shifts on something that'll work for you. If this is their friend, this is probably the most problem-solving thing to do, but definitely unfriend them. Definitely don't be around them. Avoid them as much as possible as well. You don't want to hang with somebody who is not only giving you bad vibes, but also giving you bad days. So when I say that, they're mentally abusive, they're manipulating, they trigger some emotional feelings that you never know you had, or maybe they set a topic that, you know, they promised never to pick up again, and they did. And I just want to tell you guys that you run into these people a lot in your life. And this is not me just trying to vent about, oh my god, I have terrible... No, this is just me trying to help you guys out. I'm in a very perfectly good place in my life right now. But I know that sometimes people that you hang out with are not people that you should be around. Definitely talking about it in a sense of in general, because people do have different lives. And sometimes the person that they met at first are very different now, and I understand that completely. You're just trying to figure out a way to get out of the situation, and I'm here to resolve that for you. I'm here to help you with that. That's what this show is about, most definitely. Now, for me, I have been moving around a lot in my life. I've moved about like 3 or 4 times. I transferred schools 3 times. I've never stayed in a school for more than 2 years, like in the same school for more than 2 years. So making friends was definitely temporary, but I made a lot of friends and I learned a lot from them. And I feel like every friendship that we ever have and any relationship that we ever have is definitely a lesson. It's a lesson for in the future. You know what to watch out for. You know what to hunt down, in the meaning of, you know how to stand your ground and how to resolve stuff on your own. And, you know, people are really quick to say, like, we don't really need friends. We can be alone if we want to. That is perfectly fine. Depending on your lifestyle, that is perfectly fine. I support it. But you definitely need a supportive friend, somebody that will be there for you on your bad days. Everybody needs a friend like that, because I don't think being alone all the time and not like communicating and expressing how you feel with somebody else, I don't think that's the best way personally to improve and live your life. You want to hang around with somebody that has good vibes and has, you know, given you good days. So always remember that there's nothing wrong with having one friend. All right, enough with the sappy stuff. We're going to go ahead and we're going to start the episode, and it is called How Curiosity Killed the Cat. So there are 4 steps for you to follow. So make sure you follow along. Alrighty. So the 4 steps are, how did I end up here? Now, we always wonder, like, when we're in a like mid of a friendship or relationship or whatever the case is, and things really start to get downhill, you start to reminisce, you start to remember the good times, and then you think to yourself, how did we end up here? We always had a good relationship with that person. You always felt comfortable with that person, and you felt like you could be yourself with that person. So now that things are kind of on and off, and the graph is kind of going low and high, and it's all confusing, you're wondering to yourself, how did I get to this point? And to be honest, in these cases, it's really both of your faults, because one, the main reason is you're not communicating to that person what your deal is. So, like I said, always communicate and never assume the worst. It could be something that other opposite person, maybe they're dealing with something, maybe they're not sure what's going on with their life, or maybe you said something that might have, you know, hurt their feelings. It's all really just something that builds up, and never just all of a sudden it cuts off, even though some people do that, which I hate so much. It never is really just a cut off. So just remember to communicate how you feel. But we're going to get into detail after I discuss these four steps. All right. The next step is the red flags. Always search for those signs. Always search for the red flags. Sometimes you're not really well aware of when somebody is treating you bad until number one is how you got there. You realize that person maybe be mentally abusing you, maybe be manipulating you to do something that you don't want to do, embarrassing you, whatever the case is. Maybe they said a bad comment. Maybe you share something to them and you are not totally like 100% comfortable with them doing that, and you communicated to them about that and they didn't care. Sometimes that is an issue that people seriously need to consider other people's feelings. You are never too sensitive because you just don't want somebody to say something. There's nothing wrong with that. Stand your ground, tell them your boundaries, and we're all good. The next step is, should I talk about it? Number three is one of the most important top-notch steps. You should always talk about it. Maybe not to the person at first, go to your parents. Or maybe you do have a good friend on the side. Maybe you should talk to them, an old friend. Sometimes people do have therapy and they communicate it to their therapist before they actually start stepping in and start talking to their friend about it. So talk to somebody else. Personally, talk to somebody else about it. Make sure they keep the conversation between them and that person, and then communicate it with your friend, because I know some people do have bad communication skills. So make sure to tell them how you feel before you tell that person, in my case. But if you are 100% comfortable with doing that, no judge. You can definitely go to that person straight away and be like, yo, this is not okay. The last step is how to move on from it. Moving on, especially if you had a conflict with that person already, is important. If you are stuck on that same thing and you keep talking about it, keep bringing it up, you keep remembering it, you are putting yourself in a really bad place. You're setting yourself up to be delusional, okay, and confused. So just make sure that you move on from it. You have better things to do. You could be an athlete. You could be a really great course member. Or you, whatever the case is, you're working, whatever the case is. You have better things to do than be worrying about that person, because I'm sure they either have moved on, whatever the case is. You need to move on. Somebody in that friend group needs to move on, because if you don't, you both will never improve in that friendship. So those were the four steps. I'm going to be saying those four steps throughout this podcast. Maybe like I'm going to say in a glimpse, like remember rule number three or rule number one, just things like that. I'm just telling you guys how this is going to go out. This first podcast is more like a genuine toxic friend group or just friend in general, just to tell you guys that some of the stuff that you guys do aren't particularly normal what other friends do. I'm not here to judge, though. I'm just saying this from my researches, and I hope you guys understand. This is all out of love. I just want everybody to be in a healthy friend group and a healthy friendship, and it's always important to remember that, okay? Because I'm sure that everybody, you know, continue to be friends with that person, but some of the things they do are not okay, and you should always discuss it with that. And then if they don't understand, then it's it's really your choice. If you want to stay friends with them and you want to continue this cycle, this loop of continuous issues, that's you. But if you want to move on, that is completely fine. There are billions of people in this world that are willing to support you and be there for you. You don't need one person to ruin that opportunity for you, do you?
Investing time and emotional energy into just one toxic friend can have a serious negative effect on your physical and mental health. And unsurprisingly, dealing with a group of toxic people is
worse.
And I feel like a group of toxic people are not even sure that they're toxic themselves until one more person comes in and they realize some of the stuff they do is not okay. AKA, stir away from people like that. People in toxic groups are most likely to act in toxic ways, even if that is non-consistent with how they would act on their own. In a sense, there is a greater toxicity in the group. So the more people that are toxic, they're gonna lead other people to be in that toxicity and create more toxic ways. You don't want that at all. And the group usually acts like they're this tough group, but in reality, it's just a really unhealthy behavior. So in most cases, you are sort of kind of toxic, but you were okay with the activities that you guys were doing. You were okay with the behavior that you guys were having. But then you start to grow out of it. It gets boring, like I said. So there's nothing wrong with just wanting to not do that anymore. I think that's actually a responsible thing to do. Not, you know, spread negativity towards everybody that, you know, comes in your life. And if you want to stay consistent with that and not be so rebellious in a way, you want to try and stay away from anything that will cause the rebellion. So basically anything or anyone to make you loop back into that same behavior in the same condition will automatically, or maybe not automatically, but rise that behavior. You want to be a better version of yourself. You want to improve on yourself. You have to let some things go. You have to learn how to accept that. That's not okay. I thought that was okay. I used to think it was okay. But it's not. And it's time for change. So in conclusion, number one, how did you end up here? You are basically in a really toxic mindset and you had a little bit of an unhealthy behavior. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be something super huge. It could be something very small and it had a big impact on you. So just remember to have that positive energy no matter where you go. And, you know, don't spread negativity and be secure with yourself. My advice for this situation of a toxic friend group or toxic friend is obviously one, get away immediately, ASAP, but also figure out things that you really love. And whether it's hiking or whether it's, you know, reading, singing, one of mine is definitely singing. So I find it really relaxing. So find something that'll keep your deviant side down and calm. There's always going to be something that will come back, whether it's a friend or whether it's something that you tried to hide. There will always be something that will come back and then put you in that same mindset. I just want to tell you, if you have a friend that is not obviously doing toxic stuff and you encourage them to do that, don't do it, okay? Don't do that to that person. If you know what it's doing to you, why would you put that on them? So just remember the people in your life that are trying to be there for you and do activities for you that won't mess up your mental being. Be well aware of that, okay? Don't try to encourage them to do something that they aren't sure is safe or not going to hurt them. Be aware of people's feelings. Now, I don't want to keep saying that nobody is sensitive in this world, okay? There are just some things that you just shouldn't do. And if you really, you know, if you really love your friend, or if you just really like being around that person, don't try and mess it up by doing something that you swore that you would stop doing, or you would try and stop doing. So work on that. If you have to be alone for a little bit, do that. But there's always going to be one person that's going to be there for you. So don't try and mess it up with your nonsense. Okay, so here are a couple red flags that you should watch out for. In the sense of you being either that toxic person or that person being that toxic person. So one example is you always feel bad about yourself. So conflict is normal in a friendship, whether it's your friend or, again, your coworker or your peer. Conflict is normal, and it's okay if you aren't completely thrilled with a group of friends or the friend all the time. But in general, healthy friendships leave feeling positive and supported in your individuality. While a toxic friend group makes you feel the opposite way, and your friends, quote unquote, may put you down or be more passive aggressive in their criticism, meaning that they don't really care about your successes, you know, everything that you've improved on within, whether it's class or, you know, you did a really big project at work, they're not really thrilled about it. And, you know, you feel bad because you're like, oh, maybe I should never told them. Maybe that was rude. Or, you know, making you feel like it's your fault for, you know, being better. I don't really like the whole I'm better than you thing. But if you have something that you want to brag about, or not necessarily brag about, but if you have something that you're passionate about and you finally, you know, got that golden ticket, and then they're like, Oh.
Okay. Whatever.
What? Like, what? You prefer to hang around that person still after that? No. No, never again. The second is the effort is one-sided. So, in a toxic relationship, you're often one-sided. That means that when you're always the one reading out to the bigger group to make plans, or you're frequently like ignored in the group conversations, except when you have something specific to offer to somebody. So perhaps you're always the giver to needy friends and they need to talk to you, and they could talk for hours about whatever it is, and you're consistently helping them. But in vice versa, they're not really there for you. They're not really putting in the effort to help you. And they don't seem to care about your situation. So if you feel like you want to go to that person and their responses are pretty dull and monotoned, not saying that it's bad, but you came to that person thinking that when you were going to open up to them, they were going to understand. And even if they didn't understand, they were still going to be there for you. But there's a difference between being monotone about certain stuff and just not caring at all. Just not caring. So maybe that person isn't really empathetic. They don't really understand, but they're still going to be there for you. And then there's that person that just wants to talk about their problems all the time. It's really tiring and it's exhausting. You know, they call you, but you call them and it's just like, what? You know, like, I thought you would do this. You gotta stop thinking, okay? The first time they slip up, that's when you need to realize, I'm not coming to this person again. That is not no go. The third red flag that I feel is really important is that the competition is repetitive. You get this big promotion and your friend's first response is to brag about her own recent successes rather than being happy for you and your wins. And they feel sort of kind of threatened. They try to outdo you and make really passive comments like, oh, it must be nice to get the best sales award. And your friends undermine their support when they consistently one up each other. And this can extend to personal belongings, grades, if you're in school, nice bag, better clothes, whatever the case is. This person is always trying to one-up you. You know, it's really interesting because I'm actually going to be talking about this in another podcast. I'm really excited about that. But anyways, these are three that I feel like people need to look out, especially if you're an athlete. I feel like I have a couple athletes listening into this podcast. But if you're an athlete and you have another athlete friend and you guys are consistently like trying to one up each other, just enough. I'm sick of it. It's so dumb. You guys are playing the same exact sport. You guys should be supporting each other. It shouldn't be like, oh, I'm better than her. Oh, she, you know, passed my, you know, speed limit, whatever. The case is, I don't know sports, but you know, she passed my time at like 2.5 seconds. Like, come on, it's not that serious. It's not. And it's that person that, you know, is bragging about it to you, that's the issue. You know, you came to them and went like, hey, like, you know, my speed time is, you know, 10 seconds lower, so you know, I'm getting faster. And they're just like, oh,
you know, mine is like 20 seconds lower. I'm a lot faster.
Like, it's annoying. I can't even come to you about anything anymore, because you're always gonna try to one-up me. I always remember people like that. It's bad. It's a bad thing, because now you feel like it's a race constantly. It's just exhausting. Okay, you can be yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Just relax. You did enough. There's no need to try and prove that to nobody. Okay, if you know that you did your best and you know that you put in that effort, and maybe whatever the 10 seconds time speed time is like really important to you, then you should be passionate about that and you should be proud of that. Nobody that is 20 seconds, no, nobody got that on you. Okay, you should be confident within yourself. Wouldn't you want to be around somebody that'd be like, wow, that's really good, like, and not bring up like the whole 20 seconds. Like, why am I talking about racing? And let's move on. But you guys get my point, right? Let's not have a friendship that's competitional all the time. Okay, so now that we have the four things said and done, so we know how we ended up there, we noticed the red flags, who should we talk to, should you talk about it, and what should you do, I'm going to tell you how to heal from this friend group. It's possible to repair a toxic friend group, but it usually takes two. If at least two members or two friends agree that the behavior is toxic, then they can bring this to this larger group. And if the group is open to the feedback, then change is possible. So then again, like I said, if you want to stay friends with this person, you know they have good intentions. You're not sure how they led to this path, but you know they have good intentions. Then you're not going to give up on them. You're going to try and understand them and understand where they're coming from. And if they're willing to, they will eventually change. I decided I wanted to do some of my own research and basically on how to deal with a bad friend or a toxic friend. And obviously the first option is to end the friendship, but if you want to heal, if you both want to heal, you can build a new meaningful relationship and a positive relationship with this person. And one of the best ways to do it is probably attending events and volunteering, extending and accepting invitations from other people, taking up a new hobby, joining a community, and one of my favorites is taking a walk. There is nothing more relaxing than going out and having a peace of mind. You don't even have to take your phone. Just take a walk and enjoy the sounds of the birds. It's spring, guys. Enjoy the sounds of the birds. Look at the trees. Everything is starting to bloom out. It's very relaxing. Your head is clear of all bad energy. If you need it, take a walk. And if you like listening to music, that is totally fine with me. At the end of the day, everything is really up to you. This beginning episode is just an intro. It's an intro to what is to come. I'm gonna talk about a whole lot of other stuff. But this is just a general talk for just people that are toxic in your life. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you know they are. It's just a podcast that will lead you through and will help you figure out what to do if it ever comes down to it. So for me, I feel like I communicate well. So if one of my friends said something that personally I don't like, I have no problem telling them that. And for some people, it's really hard to do that because I know there are some people pleasers, some people that don't care, some people that don't even realize it. And that's fine in some cases for people that are fine with that. But if you're one of those people that are not, make sure, and I say this in every, I'm going to say this in every single one, make sure you communicate. Always communicate. If you feel like you are lonely and you feel like you're isolated, maybe your stress has started to increase, you don't feel supported, your self-confidence, your self-esteem might take a really big hit. You blame yourself for your behavior, all those things, off balance, everything. You need to take that. And this is coming from a point of view with any relationship, whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend or a partner, whether it's somebody at work, whether it's your friend, doesn't matter what the situation is. If you're feeling any of this from anybody, discuss this, say something. I'm always encouraging you, say something. Never take these and then leave it in and then let it wait until it pops. Like, never keep everything in, because I know you've heard this before, but when you keep taking everything and taking and it forms a box or like a bubble, you put all those stuff in that bubble, one day that bubble is gonna pop and you're gonna pop off anybody. And then everybody's going to be confused. Nobody knows what's wrong. Everybody's going to be like, why is she so suddenly, or why is he so suddenly being so dramatic? Why are they acting like that? Don't ever leave it in. And the more you communicate, the more they are going to listen, because communication, believe it or not, communication can really improve on your leadership. Believe it or not. The more you say things, the more you say certain things, the more your confidence and leadership is going to show. You're confident that you're not going to take that disrespect. You're confident that some things you say are hurtful. You are positive about it. And that's what makes you you. You can always be direct. Always think of yourself. Put yourself first no matter what. Heal. Healing is important. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. It's really amazing how I can share my experiences with you guys and just be honest with you guys on who is really going to be there for you at the end of the day. Just remember, if you're ever in these situations, tips I would say is just acknowledge that your friend, your peer, or whatever relationship you have and whatever history you have with that person, remember that it's toxic, and talk to somebody you trust. And if there are any good times, just be thankful that you had them with them. And always remember, there are lessons and you can heal within yourself. All right, guys, that is the end of our podcast officially. I hope you guys really did enjoy, and I can't wait to see you guys next time. I'm really excited to share more of my experiences. I can't wait to bond with you guys and get to know my audience. All right, DJKQ is out. Peace.